The following show is provided as an educational service of the Medium Certification Program of the Forever Family Foundation. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time. The Foundation does not endorse any individual medium. The purpose of the certification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without use of deception or fraud.
Welcome to Signs of Life, Exploring Survival of Consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy. I'm your host for this evening, and we've got another great show for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit, and we'll bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. From what I understand, our lines are completely loaded, but you guys can try to call if you want, 1-888-627-6008. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. If you're a business interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Renata Santarelli, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. Our Holiday of the Earth raffle is coming up next week. It's right around the corner on April 22nd, and it's $5 per chance to enter. That gives you five chances to win a one-hour phone reading with one of our certified mediums. And the mediums participating in this event will be Renee Buck, Neil Zepkowski, Eliza Ray, Catherine Nadal, and Tracy Lee Nash. And our summer grief retreat is set up once again at the Guest House in Chester, Connecticut. And this is set for the weekend of July 10th through the 12th. You'll spend a very special weekend with Dr. Mohana, as well as with our very own certified mediums, Joseph Scheel, Kim Russo, and Joe Peretta. For more information about this event and all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so on that note, let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Renata Santarelli, and she's also a certified research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Renata is a healer. She is a Reiki master and a matrix energetics practitioner. She's also a grief facilitator, and she's been a radio host herself for many, many years. And we always love it when she can join us on the show. Hi, Renata. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Doreen. How are you? And thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I love having you on the show. It's always nice to have you back with us. And we have a couple of minutes to chat before we're, you know, actually going to go to our live phone lines. And, you know, I'd like to get your input on something. We as a nation, as everyone knows right now, we're living through some really pretty challenging times right now. And you know how we always talk about, like, feeling or sensing our loved ones around? And that kind of made me think about how difficult that must be for a lot of people right now. Are you kind of getting that same vibe with like your clients and friends? And
absolutely, and not only my clients, I have found myself over the past five, 6 weeks, I'm having my own difficulty. However, it kind of does make sense.
Yeah.
Because the way energy flows and the way energy is, when our loved ones are trying to connect with us,
right,
when there's chaos going around us or we're going through challenges in our normal daily lives, it's more difficult for them to make the connection because we are unable to focus or give ourselves permission to have quiet time and to trust what we're feeling. And with what's going on in our world right now, it has been magnified.
Oh my gosh, a lot of people are in fear.
A lot of people are feeling abandoned. A lot of people are feeling alone. And I would just like to say that we've gone through tough times before. All of us have. And our loved ones are definitely around us. And I have found and discovered in my own life and throughout my, you know, being a medium, you know, around the holidays, how we always get really busy and the activity really picks up. And those our loved ones are so desperately trying to give us a message, you know, especially birthdays, anniversaries, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah.
But, you know, you hit the nail right on the head when you mentioned focus, because, to be honest, they could be right in front of us and just kind of doing jumping jacks trying to get, you know, our attention. But we are so focused on other things. Or, I mean, look at what's going on right now, right? Everyone is out of focus right now. We're all stressed out. We're dealing with, you know, things that normally, you know, we would never have to deal with. And it's just, it's so interesting because we know that, I mean, even though we might not feel our loved ones in spirit around us, they are very much aware of what's happening. I mean, they know what's going on, right?
Very much. And they understand that we're in fear. They understand we're going through challenging times. And, you know, trying to focus is difficult on us as well. I have found myself stressing, and I have to remind myself that the issue is none of us feel like we're in control of our daily lives. We have no control.
Right.
And when we feel we have no control, then we tend, we're human beings. We have our emotions. We feel stuck. We feel frustrated. We feel angry. We feel sad. And when we're in that place, they're right there trying to guide us. To say, look,
and you know, the thing is, they know what that feels like. Yeah, they know what that feels like. They know what we're going through, you know.
And don't you feel, and I know this for myself, that in times when we're going through challenges, and everyone is right now, the whole world is going through it. It's not just one section of people. It's all of us. So I always try to say, what you think about comes about. And when I catch myself feeling stressed, I say, no. I'm going to allow myself not to allow the chaos to affect me. I'm going to take this time to try and focus on other things and to physically make the choice, physically as well as mentally, not to allow it to affect me, that I cannot control it. All I can do is wake up every morning and keep a positive attitude. And the only thing I can control is what I'm allowing to filter into my mind.
Right.
It's hard.
And, you know, it is hard. It is hard. And maybe, I don't know, I'll just kind of toss this out there, but, you know, for any of our listeners, if you are feeling stressed out or, you know, it's very confusing because we hear conflicting reports about what's happening with this pandemic and, you know, nothing is opening and when are we going to get back to normal life and all that. But to maybe just sit in the quiet and just do a couple of nice, deep cleansing breaths and really just kind of go with the flow, you know, just kind
of
listen. Listen to your breathing, to the sound of your breathing, and just kind of still your mind just for a minute or two. Then you can kind of go back to whatever you normally were doing, you know. But I think
another
that might
thing
help
you
a
could
little
do
bit.
They, that I have found that's helped me and my grandchildren. They're young. I haven't seen them in 5 weeks. It's
oh
so
my
hard.
Gosh. Yeah, it
first
is hard.
Easter without my family,
yeah.
It was very difficult.
Yeah.
So I came up with the idea of making memory boxes, and all we when we went on FaceTime and What's Up. And we just sat and shared our meals, and we shared our funny stories, and we showed them pictures.
Yeah,
and
that's great.
We had memories, the good, happy memories. Although we were not physically there, we were still connecting. And then as human beings, we need the physical connections. And I feel like that's made it even more difficult.
Yeah, we'll have it back. We'll have it back. But you know
what?
That's a great idea. Thanks so much for sharing that. So, yeah, you know, a little bit of FaceTime, whether it's on Facebook app or it's on something else or with your phone, or we just have to kind of get through this and make the best of it. But thanks so much for sharing your thoughts on that. We are going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Renata, and then we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Wind Bridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Renata Santarelli. And we are going to go to our phone lines right now. So for those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air and you'd like to have a connection to spirit, all we really want is your first name, and we do like to hear your voice because that's what helps us to kind of anchor in, if you will. And just let us know if you'd like a quick mini reading or if you have a question for us instead. We're always happy to take your questions. So if you're ready to go, Renata, let's get to our first caller. We have Kathleen calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathleen?
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question?
A mini reading, please.
A mini reading.
Hi,
okay.
Hi, Renata.
How are you? Hi.
Good,
Kathleen,
thanks.
Do you know the name Michael around you, either here or past?
Yes.
Okay. Also, is your mother past?
Yes.
Okay, well, Mom is saying hi. Is Michael connected to your family in here? Is the Michael connection here, meaning not past?
Well, we have both, actually. We have a very, very close family friend, Michael, who passed away. And then we
Michael. Okay, because Michael's with her, and she's acknowledging to connect. And also, Kathleen, we only get so much time on the radio with each person.
Okay.
Your mother is saying hello. Is your dad passed as well?
Yes.
Okay, he has to say hello, and I feel like somebody has a birthday coming up, or they just had one. But
my daughter's birthday's coming.
Okay, happy birthday. Okay. But most importantly, Mom wants me to say this to you, and she says, please hear that. She says, yes, you're feeling me around you, and you have your own spiritual growth going on right now. I can feel it. She's saying it. So whatever you're doing or however you're opening up, you need to continue to trust. Does that resonate with you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then also, all you really need, Kathleen, is love, and you already have that for your loved ones. Love is the one thing, the most important tool we have in order to start making our own connection to our loved ones. And I feel that you are just maybe the last few months, but you're like blowing wide open. Trust yourself. If you're receiving images or certain thoughts keep coming in to you that are very clear, trust yourself.
Okay.
Your mother also needs me to say one more thing, is thank you for the flowers. I do not understand what that means, but I'm going to hand it over to Doreen.
Thank you for flowers. Wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's very funny. As you were talking, you mentioned a birthday, and I kept seeing the month of June. How is that significant to you also, Kathleen?
My sister's birthday is in June.
So maybe she didn't want to leave her out because she they flash calendar pages in front of me. So I saw the month of June, so maybe that's her way of acknowledging both of you. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
That's so nice. That's such a nice thing to get those kinds of messages from them. And also, when Renata was saying that you're developing, are you very much into this stuff? Are you learning how to do a little bit of mediumship, or have you had some kind of experiences on your own? Because as she was saying that, I was seeing more mediumship than psychic or other stuff. Do you understand?
Well, I'm really into it. I don't know if I'm good at it, but I just
into it counts.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was seeing they show us things symbolically when we connect with spirit, and I was seeing the symbolism for mediumship or working on mediumship or learning about it. And then the other thing your mom showed was, she showed me anyway, a stack of books. So that tells me that you're, like, looking into this stuff, or maybe you read books by mediums,
yes.
And also the learning component. So you understand all that?
Yes.
And remember what she said. Your mother's interrupting again. Sorry, Doreen.
Yes, well, that's okay.
Trust what you're receiving, because you receive, all of us, even Doreen and I, we receive differently, and this is for all of the listeners. The way I receive messages is very different from Doreen. Of course, we're two unique individual people. So our symbolism or our spiritual language is going to connect with the way we both learn differently. And that's like your mother just wants me to pound that into you, that however you're receiving stuff, do not compare it to other people or what's right or what's wrong. Go with the emotions. And when you get those goosebumps, Kathleen, that's a hell yes. Oops, sorry,
yeah,
it's a hell.
That's a sign. That's a sign from them, sure, because we get physical sensations. you know, with that. But I have to say, your mom is very excited.
Absolutely.
I sensed her right off the bat, and Renata, you were picking up on a couple of other people there, but I was getting the mom right away also. But, boy, she's excited for you. And yeah. I have to tell you, whatever it is that you're doing to connect with your mom, you got to keep doing that because it's working. You know, she wants you to know that. Okay?
Good news. Yes.
It is good news, and you're on the right track with it. So keep doing. Listen, you know what? Mediumship is no different than anything else. The more you practice it, the better you get.
And the more you trust what you receive and how it resonates with you.
And you trust.
That's your language. That's your symbolism.
Yeah, trust is the big key to doing this. All right, Kathleen, we have to leave it there with you, but I hope this helped you a tiny bit.
Okay, thank you, yes.
You're very welcome.
Thanks again. Have a good night. Stay well.
Have a great night. All right.
You too.
Bye.
Okay. I'm so excited for her because her mom was so excited for her.
Yeah, her mom was just talking very fast, and I was like, slow down a little bit. I can only hear bits and pieces.
They get very excited sometimes.
The strong emotions for her.
All righty. Well, let's get to our next caller. I believe we have Jay calling in from Pennsylvania. Are you with us, Jay?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Jay. Welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
Mini reading, please.
Okay. Hi, Jay. Thank you for calling in. Jay, I keep picking up a male on the other side that's very strong around you. Actually, there's two. And I keep hearing the name Paul. Can you connect with the name Paul?
Yes, well, my middle name is Paul. And Paul was one of my grandmother's brothers.
And he's passed, yes?
Yes.
He would have been your uncle. Okay. And have you recently, in the last 6 months, lost someone? Because I'm feeling another energy that's kind of what I feel is a new person. Have you lost a family member back in, like, October and September?
No. About a year ago, I lost my grandmother.
Okay. Now, she's definitely, I knew she was around, and I could share that with people. She's here. Is October and November, or September, October significant for you, those 2 months?
Not that I really know of, no.
No, not that you really know. Your grandmother's, I know that's who you want to connect with. I love her energy. She was very feisty.
Yes.
She's very feisty. And she says, of course I'm going to come through. Of course I'm here for you. Did she have some type of, in other words, this is the way I'm seeing her. She's like almost wants to do charades with me. That she's standing very strong and she's able to stand on her own. I feel like maybe she wasn't able to have mobility before she passed. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, she actually broke her hip. Before she
okay, so she's like, I'm standing strong, and she's doing everything she always used to do, and that just frustrated the heck out of her, that she, not able to be mobile. And actually, I keep seeing, was she a big gardener?
She used to be, back when she was
She used to be, because that's the way she wants you to think of her. It's like she's gardening, she's feisty, she's on the go, she does things her way. Also, your grandfather's passed as well?
Yes.
Yeah, he's saying hello too, but he says, she gets the floor. She gets the center of attention for you. And would you know the name Mary?
Mary? No, I don't.
No, okay. Doreen, I'm going to let you take it over.
Okay, so... I feel your grandmother there also, but I feel somebody else there. I'm picking up on a younger male, and I'm not quite sure how he connects to you. So younger would be below you kind of generationally. So this would be a son, a grandson, a nephew. I don't know if this is directly for you or if you have someone connected to you who lost their son, but do you understand this? And I get a very fast passing around this young man.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that?
No, not quite.
It might be outside your family circle. I'm not sure, because it doesn't really feel strongly connected to you, but I feel like he wants to come through really quickly and say that he's someone's son, whenever they do that and they want to acknowledge themselves that way, it means they're at least one parent is here. I am getting some kind of a tragedy with this, just so you know. This is most likely at some sort of an accident or an accidental and very quick passing. I'm not getting like an illness or a long drawn out kind of health situation. I feel very quick. Actually, snapping his fingers for me, so I know it's very fast or unexpected. I'll leave it with you if you're not sure, Jay. But I feel like you're meant to be a messenger with this.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you're able to connect with it right now or if you can understand who this might be, but it does feel, it feels like it's somebody who just might need to get a message through to someone here, and he's kind of using this opportunity to do it. Because that does happen sometimes.
Sure. Doreen was talking, I kept picking up the name John. So I don't know how that resonates.
I don't know. I didn't
sure
hear
John
that name.
Though.
Renata did, but
I felt it come in as
down.
Well. But he is somebody connected, extended family, and I know that's probably not. A lot of times when this happens to us mediums, we can't. We have to just share the messages. Although it may not resonate with you right now, it will show itself in time. But I will say, okay. Your grandmother, you hung the moon with her. You know. She loved you dearly and still does.
Okay, thank you.
And she just, again, I just see her so feisty and so happy to be standing strong and doing everything she used to do. She said, I had a good life, and you were a huge blessing in it.
Okay.
And Jay, just so you know, any of the things that we mentioned to you that you're not sure of, like Renata mentioned the name Mary, you said you weren't sure about that. That could be connected to this young guy that I'm connecting with on the other side. Or the name John could be connected there somewhere. So we'll leave that information with you. I wish it was more direct, but sometimes this does happen, and they just, you know, they're so frantic to try to get through a message here to someone to just say, I'm okay, you know, and to just kind of pass that message along. But I'll leave that with you. Did you want to add anything else, Renata?
I just wanted to say one more thing, Jay. You need to follow your own intuition as well and trust yourself, too, with whatever you're going through and whatever you're trying to figure out. You need to go with your gut instinct is what I'm hearing, and that's actually coming from your grandfather. Okay? Trust yourself. You've always had good instinct. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. You have a wonderful night. Thank you for calling
in. Even from the other side, they can still give us advice and let us know that they love us. So I hope this helped you, Jay. All righty?
Okay, yes. Thank you. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Okay, take care. All righty. I think we have time for maybe one more call before we have to go to break again. I think we have Kathy calling in from Pennsylvania. Are you with us, Kathy?
Chris.
All righty. How about Chris calling in from North Carolina? Chris, are you with us?
Hello?
Is Chris with
Hello?
Us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Chris. Welcome
Hi,
to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question?
A mini reading would be great.
Okay, I'm having difficulty hearing her.
Yeah, so am I. Just try to speak up a little bit louder or closer to the phone if you can. I'm going to turn it over to Renata.
Is that better?
Oh, much better. Yep.
Oh, much better. I can hear you now.
Great.
This may sound like a strange question to ask you, but are you surrounded by water? Or is water very important to you?
Yes.
Okay, because I just have, when I first heard your voice and then it faded, I felt like one thing that's very important in your life is being able to be balanced and be around water that keeps you grounded. That's the first thing I was picking up with you very quickly. I haven't picked up anyone else or anyone around you just yet. And just like the Kathleen that called in earlier, Chris, you're extremely open and intuitive yourself. All of us are.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel like you may be also in this point in your life where you're studying, opening up, wanting to understand more, or maybe even just embrace the way you've always felt about things or you've received information yourself.
Yes, that's true, actually. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have to go with it.
Yeah, one of my friends keeps telling me who's a medium. She's like, you have the gift. You need to use it.
Okay, so I'm going to give you, you know, we have a little bit of time with each person that calls in. So this is extremely important. As I had said in the beginning of the show, although Doreen and I are mediums and then all the other mediums with Forever Family, we all receive differently. We all process differently. You are your unique self. And the thing with you is that you tend to hold back. Go with what you receive and what feels right. Stand in your own power, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And just trust. Because quite honestly, around you, I feel people that kind of bring you down or you're not real sure. You go for it. When you receive information and you get that feeling, that gut feeling, right, that raw gut feeling, it doesn't matter if it makes sense to you. If you're feeling something, you're seeing something around someone.
Mm-hmm.
They're using your physical senses, and you must trust it. Stop comparing yourself to other people. Signs and all those different things, your signs for different things are going to be different than anyone else's. Start learning to build your own spiritual language, your own spiritual symbology really quickly. Like for me, when I know, you know how I know a grandmother's around someone? I see a black cat. And it has four little white paws. Why is that? Because my grandmother, my Nona that I love so much, she had a cat like that named Socks. So that's just my unique way of saying, oh, a grandmother's coming in. It doesn't make sense to anyone else, but it makes sense to me.
Gotcha.
And I had to trust that. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Let it be simple.
Yeah. And Chris, I'll just add a little bit here. Do you have a mother figure on the other side? Is there a mom energy for you, past?
Grandmother.
Grandmother. Okay, because I'm feeling this the only way I'd say it's a grandmother is if you spent a lot of time with her, or maybe she helped raise you when you were young or whatever, because this woman is very nurturing, and I feel like she's very protective, and there's also a parallel between the two of you that I'm supposed to mention, that you either inherited something from her, or you're like her very much, or you kind of follow a little bit in her footsteps, or, you know, sometimes we keep the traditions of our elders.
Right.
Like, I'm seeing that kind of symbolism. You know, like maybe you do the holidays the way your grandmother did, you know, or you make some of the recipes that she used to make, like that sort of thing. She's got really nice energy also. Very nurturing, very motherly. I feel like she would have taken care of anybody, not just her own family, but it's kind of like the door is open. Come on in. We always have food, that kind of thing. You know, that's the way I get her energy. Do you understand that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's kind of the way she shows herself to me. But, yeah, you know, what's so interesting is sometimes our closest loved ones on the other side are actually like they serve as the mediums in the afterlife, and they try to help teach us and guide us, you know. So talk to your grandmother as you're developing your own abilities and as you're learning how to become more grounded in all of that. Ask your grandmother for help, because that's kind of the one I'm seeing stepping forward as being like, I'm right here for you. I'm going to take care of you the same way I did when I was there. Does that make sense?
Also, her grandmother was also extremely intuitive.
Yeah, well, that could very well be the parallel. You know, back then, a couple of generations back, they didn't call it psychic ability. You know, they said, oh, we have women's intuition, you know?
Right.
But it really kind of was. It's just that a couple of generations back, they really just didn't learn how to develop it. But there's a strong parallel between the two of you, so wouldn't surprise me if you do kind of follow in her footsteps, because that's the way she was showing it to me. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, I hope this helped you just a tiny bit. We're out of time already. But thank you so much for calling in, and I hope it helped.
Yes. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
All right. Well, we're going to take another very quick break. And in the meantime, you might want to check out Renata's website. You'll find her at renatasantarelliweb.com. And we will get back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perissetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Renata Santarelli. But before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. And if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like L.L. Bean, Apple Store, Lord & Taylor, Priceline, Weight Watchers, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Alrighty, so let's get back to our show. We have Renata Santarelli here with us, and we've got time for a couple of more calls. So let's get to our next caller. We have Jim calling in from New York. Are you with us, Jim?
Yes, I am. How are you?
We're great. Thank you. Welcome to the show. Would you like a mini reading, or did you have a question?
Mini reading would be great. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
Great, Renata. How are you?
Okay. I'm good. I can hear you. I couldn't hear you there for a moment. Jim, is there anyone that's passed that would have been military or police officer or someone in uniform?
Not necessarily.
Okay. I'm picking up a gentleman. I see him in a uniform. He's very transparent. Is your dad passed?
No.
Okay. There is somebody on the other side. I see him more military. He's around your dad. But then I also see a female standing next to him. And do you have a sibling that's passed?
I do not.
Okay. All right. So maybe it's for the next caller.
Yeah.
Just give me a moment. Okay. I'm going to say maybe after. Was your dad in the military?
No.
Okay. Ah, oh, you have no connection to military. Because I'm only.
I mean, my grandfather in World War II. You know, but that's really it.
Okay, well, that's still military. I have to go where they. I keep seeing it. He's very proud. He's in the military, and there's a female that's with him as well. Do you have siblings? Yes or no?
I do not.
Okay. Okay. Huh. What is it? And you say you're in New York, but do you have connections to Connecticut?
No.
In the family. All right, Doreen, I'm going to let you take this because I've got the grandfather.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. It's just your grandfather is very persistent.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, he's in his whole uniform, and he's like, military, I'm here. He's sending love. But I do keep picking up a female around him. But it doesn't feel like wife or mother. Doreen? You want to jump in
well,
here?
Well, I think this is grandmother, really, is what I'm getting.
Okay.
So this might be both, Jim, this might be both of your grandparents that are coming. I feel the female more, actually. Renata maybe was getting the uniform connection for your grandfather.
Okay.
But I'm getting the grandmother more. And may I ask you what was happening with her prior to her passing? She's pointing to her chest area. And she's going back and forth showing me that maybe she was either having trouble breathing or there was a lung issue as well. Do you understand this?
She had Alzheimer's for many years, so she did have a stroke of heart, but she she held on very long time with that.
Because I'm getting something about like pressure on the chest or maybe fluids building up around the lungs. So I don't know if she was just like maybe bedridden or sometimes that does happen kind of towards the end where they just get like pneumonia or they get fluids and they're not moving so the fluids are not moving. Because she's just kind of showing me having some trouble breathing. Now, you mentioned she had Alzheimer's, but I do have to tell you that every once in a while, and not at the very end, but I think I want to go back about 2 or 3 years back prior to her passing, kind of showing me something about having little sparks of moments of recognition or of memory, and then, of course, it would leave again. And she's kind of showing me being very frustrated when that would happen. Do you understand that? Like, can you go back a few years and remember that she was kind of like, you know, struggling a little bit, but she would spark all of a sudden and you would see something there. Do you remember that?
I mean, I guess with her, it was just like a natural, gradual progressing worse over time. So, I mean, I wasn't with her every day, so.
You weren't there all the time. Okay. She just, I think the reason she shows me this is to show me like I was getting frustrated, but I have to tell you that your grandmother at the time she crossed over, this was very peaceful for her.
Yeah.
This makes me feel that I just, very gently, I just crossed. There was no trauma associated with this. I feel like she was very worn out
you know, yeah. And, you know, and everything that could have been done for her was done for her. Like, I don't think there was any kind of intervention that could have really helped or made a difference. She's just showing me right. It's okay. It's okay. It was my time.
Yeah.
Okay, but there's somebody else there. Let me just see. Okay, I'm getting a male there also. I kind of feel like he's to your side. When I get it that way, it means it's close in age to you or your generation.
Yeah.
I don't. Is this okay. A friend or a brother, or where does this come in?
I have several friends, contemporaries that have passed.
Okay, because I feel he's right to your side, and I know that.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I don't have brothers, but good friends.
But good friends. Okay. Okay. Yeah, probably it's that. This guy that okay. I'm feeling, boy, is he's like a hoot. He was fun. He was like, when he was here, he knew how to have a good time. Oh, my gosh. He just high-fived you. He says to high-five
yeah.
you. And I just feel like he would be your brother if he was here. He would call you brother. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
So you know who it is. And he's just kind of popping in to say hello and let you know that he's still around you. You know what's so interesting about this? We always think of our loved ones being our family, but our friends are in that circle of energy as well.
And I have a quick question.
Yep.
Would your friend that's passed, would he have a sister that's here?
Yes.
Okay, that's where it... Okay. All right, now it's making sense. You see how that's going? And she's still here. So say hello to her for him.
Okay.
I feel like his passing was very unexpected and fast.
Yeah, it's very
quick. And that's why the grandfather came in that way, because your grandfather is very funny, by the way.
Okay.
As is your friend.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if he did theater or he did comedy, but he should have.
he was a very colorful character, let's just say. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Well, Jim, I hope this helped you a little bit. I know it's a very short reading. We only have a little bit of time on the radio, but I hope this helped a tiny bit today.
Very much appreciated, yes. Thank you so
Alrighty.
Much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks so
have
much.
Good evening.
All righty. Well, I think we have time for maybe one more caller, so let's get to her. We have Peggy calling in from Pennsylvania. Are you with us, Peggy?
I am. How are you?
We're great. Welcome to the show. Would you like a mini reading, or did you have a question?
I would like to do a mini reading, but is it possible to do both of you?
Well, we'll see what comes through.
Well,
I can
let's
hear
see.
You now,
we're kind of tag teaming tonight, anyway. So, okay, I'll give it to Renata first. Go ahead.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Now she's gone again. Hold on, Peggy. Can you say hello one more time?
Sure. Hi.
I'm only getting bits and pieces, so let me just...
Yeah, because we're having a little
doing.
Bit of trouble hearing you, so if you can, maybe come closer to the phone and...
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Oh,
yeah,
much better. Yeah,
much better.
Okay.
Okay, would you know the name Elizabeth connected to your family?
Yes.
Okay, I
yes.
need to acknowledge that name really quickly. And like Elizabeth, Miss Peggy, which is you, you're very talky. You're a lot of talk. You like to chatter. I don't know who was saying that. But at the same time, too, is your mama passed, or is she still
yes.
here and struggling?
No, my mom passed when I was 5.
Okay. So she's here to send you to say hello and give you love. And although I'm sorry that she passed at such a young age, you were so much like your mother. And that's a huge compliment, just so
yes.
you know.
Okay, thank you.
And then also, do you have 3 children?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And just your mom, you know, I'm a grandmother now, so it's like, oh, your mom just has to acknowledge that. Did you just have a birthday party or a celebration?
Oh, my grandson had a birthday. Oh.
Okay. So she's there. You understand? It's all about family still. And I feel for you that you lost her at such a young age, but she's definitely around you, and that's why she's bringing in. She's a great grandmother, too, more than one time. And you're such a good mom, and she's so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're not, life hasn't always been easy for you, right?
Right.
And she's just giving you lots of love. And you also, I see butterflies all over you, and that's not like a symbol for me, but you've learned to spread your wings and fly. Does that resonate with you?
Well, not really. I recently lost my husband.
I'm sorry?
She said she recently lost her husband.
Yeah, so I know, yeah. But you're learning to spread your wings and fly. So he's the younger gentleman that that was coming in. And this has been recent in the last few months?
No, a year.
It just hit the year. Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. Wow. Give me a moment. Have you gone to a medium and had a reading?
Yes.
Okay. Did he come through for you?
Yes.
Okay. And now, I don't know what this means, but he's like, you have to trust that I'm there with you. I feel like you're feeling him. It's almost like I hear him calling your name over and over again. Are you starting to pick up on him more?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that is me, he's saying. I also feel it was unexpected.
I'm going to jump in here really quick because I just got something really kind of loud around this, Peggy. Did you think you heard your husband's voice? Like, I don't know if you were drifting off to sleep or if you thought you heard him and it startled you.
Yes.
Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, the reason why he's mentioning it is because he wants you to know it was him. It wasn't your imagination.
Okay.
When did this happen? Were you just like waking up or were you just falling asleep or were you like very relaxed or something when this happened?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Falling asleep
okay.
and also waking up. I hear him call me, wake up.
You hear him. Okay. He's trying to get your attention to just kind of let you know that he's around you. His spirit is with you. And that you are actually, I'm supposed to verify for you that you are actually connecting with him, okay? You're making the connection. I know you feel like you're working on that, and, you know, and it's something that we always want. Like, we just feel like we always want to feel that connection again, but we don't know if we can do it. Whatever it is you're doing, and that's funny, I said that earlier tonight, too. Keep doing that, because your husband is trying to let you know that he is there. He's just trying to get your attention. You know, to just let you know he's around you. He just showed me. Okay, so I'm seeing all my symbolism here for meditation. Are you working on that? Are you trying to learn how to meditate?
Yes.
Okay, please keep practicing that, because that's going to be the door that unlocks this for you. Because, you know, we do connect with them in the dream state when we're sleeping, but sometimes that's a little fuzzy or we don't have the greatest recall when we get up. With meditation, it's a little bit different because you're more in the driver's seat. You know, you're more in control. And he's very, very much wanting to let you know that he is around. He's saying something about, I don't know if you did something outside the house or like if you have a yard area or maybe you put something there that was special for him or dedicated something. I don't know what this is. Do you understand?
I planted a tree.
Oh, you planted the tree. Okay. Because he's showing me outside the house and I feel tremendous gratitude for this because this was something you did to honor his memory. And guess what? He saw that. He knows. He got the message. You know.
But just the other day, it just bloomed, and I said, "Oh, there's your tree."
There you go. There you go. You know.
And I want to add one more thing before we run out of time.
Okay, because we just have a few seconds.
Butterflies. That's what he means by you're coming out of your cocoon. You're going to allow yourself to. You need to open yourself up and allow yourself to. Continue to explore and continue to trust what you're feeling. You know darn well that he would communicate directly with you. He didn't like going to second people to connect with you himself. So he wants to teach you how you and him can have a new way of communicating.
So okay. I think the biggest message for you, Peggy, is that he's trying to verify for you that it is him and he's around you. Okay?
Yes, he loves you, and yes, he misses you, and yes, he's in peace. He wants you to find some peace.
Okay.
Okay?
All righty.
We're
sorry
for your loss.
We're out of time, and we're out of time, but thank you so much, and I hope that this helped a little bit for you, okay?
Oh, tremendously. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome. All righty. Well, we are out of time with this show, but I really want to thank our guest, Renata Santarelli, for joining us this evening. And Renata, if our listeners would like more information about your work or they want to schedule a private session with you, should they go to the website?
Yes, they can go to the website, RenataSantarelliWeb.com. Send me an email, and I will get back with them as soon as I possibly can. I want to say thank you to Forever Family and all the work they do, and for you having me as a guest, and for all those that we were able to make a connection for, and for all the others that didn't get through. You know, you'll have that connection. It will take place. They make sure, our loved ones will make sure that we get a connection to them. It's just as important to them as it is to us. So thank you, Doreen.
They work harder. You're very welcome. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. They work harder than we do sometimes, you know.
They really do.
Just to give us a sense that they are around us. Alrighty, guys, tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.